Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, the north of Italy, the Piedmont area.
Right,
you know, yeah. Very famous for Barolo, and there's a great name of a producer up there, Galliardo Barolo, mm-hmm. but they also do some wines that are not quite that expensive.
That's right. Barolo, it's not the most expensive wine in the world, but it can get pricey, and usually it's really worth it. Galliardo, I've had the pleasure of visiting them twice, and I recently was able to taste through all of their wines, and they are sublime. And Johnny Galliardo really knows what he's doing. But let's start with some of the things that are not Barolos that are a little more affordable. The first is their Roero Arneas. And Roero is the name of the region, and Arneas is the name of the grape. Mm-hmm. And this is a grape that I discovered my first time in Piemonte, and I loved it. It was just so nice. This is wonderful, refreshing white grape that didn't taste anything like Chardonnay. It
had
its own
very
character.
Different.
And I really, really fell in love with it. The aroma shows floral notes with touches of celery and hazelnut. And on the palate, the wine shows soft lemon, mineral notes, and it has this, what I call the signature softness of Arneas. I'm not quite sure how they get it in there, but it's always there, and it's really, really welcome. Very fruit-friendly. At $24, the Roero Arneas from Galliardo is my wine of the week. Very good value. Now, moving up a little bit in class, we talked a couple weeks ago about Langhe Nebbiolo, which mm-hmm. is one of the great values in the wine world because these Nebbiolo grapes were grown to be included in Barolo, but after harvest, some of them just didn't quite make the cut. So those are declassified, and they're sold as Langhe Nebbiolo, mm-hmm. which means...
good value.
Yeah, very, very good value. This one is first thing I noticed, it's properly pale, because Barolo is not supposed to be inky dark.
No.
No, it's actually got some pale side to it, and that's a good thing. The aroma makes me think of vineyards in autumn with field herbs. It's almost smoky. There's red apples and bitter cranberry notes. And on the palate, that smoky dried berry flavor will dominate. There's really good acidity, there's strong tannins, and dried cherry flavors, which I thought were all really, really delicious. Overall impression, high-end Italian, that's really a very good value. The grape Barbera doesn't get as much respect in Piemonte as it could. A lot of people sort of treated it as a throwaway grape and weren't very serious about it. Not so Galliardo. They are very serious about their Barberas, and I've tasted some that are just monumental. The one I did get to taste this go-around was called La Mata, Barbera d'Alba, La Mata, 2017. Now, it's pricey at $54, but if you want to taste how good Barbera can be, this is the way to go. And this very dark wine starts with an intriguing aroma of prunes, blackberry, black coffee, and a touch of what I call rusty iron.
Okay.
I have no other word for it, Hugh. The first thing you'll notice is the acidity, which is pleasant and proportional. And the fruit reminds me of very ripe blackberries with cranberry tartness. So sweet and tart, mm-hmm. you know, working together. There's some mild tannins, which are very present. And there's some bitterness in it, which I think is really appropriate, and it helps balance out things. This Barbera d'Alba is, I think, a touch weightier than most, and I think that was decided in the vineyard where they really pushed the harvest date
right.
and got the most they could out of their fruit. Very much a cut above your average Barbera, well worth the price. That's Galliardo's Barbera d'Alba La Mata.
I'm Al Spohler. And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.